The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine and country.
This is the Trump phenomenon here on Monday, May 14th. May 14th, 2018. I'm James Kelso. The show is live, as you can tell from all the mistakes that I make. And you're invited to come in and make your own mistakes at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We only have a brief hour together. And in that time, I endeavor to give you something of an update on the Trump phenomenon, things that have occurred in the last 24 hours, less than that, actually. Well, no, about 24 hours since our show yesterday. Our Sunday show is from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 2-hour show, once a week. And our weekday show, Monday through Friday, from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, created by Mr. John Stapmiller. And the great home of Patriot Radio. So you're welcome to call in at any time. And let's see. Of course, the biggest event today, we'll just start with that because it is the big one, was the opening of the American Embassy in Jerusalem. I watched the entire proceeding. I was pretty, you know, the Benjamin Netanyahu said from the podium, this is history. What were his words? He said, this is history. You are president. History. Donald Trump has made history. And there were standing ovations repeatedly for Donald Trump from the entire very enthusiastic crowd, which included the opposition party in the Knesset. It was pretty amazing. And Ted Cruz was there. Pastor John Hagee was there. And the feeling was ebullient. The first thing to report about the event is that it came off without a hitch. That's always an important thing to happen. And, well, just a huge success. I will wager a dollar to a donut, gladly, that Donald Trump's popularity in America will rise noticeably in the next week as a result of what happened today. The reverberations will go out. The enthusiasm was so great. The leading or the largest soccer team in, was it Tel Aviv or Jerusalem? In Jerusalem, renamed themselves Trump. They put Trump in their name. That's just a measure of how enthusiastic the crowd was. It was, and they, you know, the salutes to Donald Trump for being courageous, for being intelligent in what he's doing, for keeping his promises. That was made over and over again, that statement. It was really a tribute to Donald Trump, the way the event played out, presided over by David Friedman, I think his name is, our ambassador to the new embassy, which was opened like 10 years ahead of schedule, almost immediately, and $1 billion under budget, which is the entire budget, thanks to Donald Trump. And let's see, let's go to some other news items. You could talk about that if you like. It was, let's see, Stormy Daniels had a bad day. Someone in one of the porno movies that she was directing. Yes, she's a porno movie director. A woman who was sexually assaulted on the set of one of her movies has gone public saying that Stormy Daniels attacked her and tried to cover up the sexual assault on Stormy Daniels' set. Her company called Wicked Pictures. Pretty appropriate. So go, Stormy. Not a good day for you. Let's see, another story. The story we covered last week, just 80% of academic departments at top colleges have no Republicans. That has gained new prominence and is being covered big on Breitbart. And just to summarize that again, it's a huge story. A new study of 51 top colleges revealed that almost 80% of the academic departments at those institutions have zero Republican faculty members. The research was conducted by Mitchell Langbert of Brooklyn College, and he sought to highlight the political homogeneity of American academic departments. He looked at 8,000. How big was this to look? It was a lot. 8,688 tenure track professors at 51 top American colleges. Perhaps the most striking figure gathered by Langbert is the overwhelming amount of academic departments that have zero Republicans on staff at all. 78.2% have either zero Republicans or so few as to make no difference. So there you go. The only colleges he could find that had some Republican faculty were West Point and the Naval Academy at Annapolis. And one other small college, Thomas Aquinas College in Santa Paula, California, which has 33. Oh, this is interesting. There's an odd place worth checking out, I think. Thomas Aquinas, I'd never heard of this. Thomas Aquinas College in Santa Paula. They have 33 full-time faculty members, all of them are registered Republicans. Holy cow. What's that? What's the story there? That's an interesting sub-story. Let's see, another thing, another log to throw on the fire. Maria Bartiromo says, it's mind-boggling that there is a $47 trillion budget over the next 10 years, and we can't find $25 billion for the wall. Now, folks, the ratio of a trillion to a billion, as you know, is 1,000 to 1. So 47 trillion is precisely 2,000 times as much money as 25 billion. So we need to find 1/2,000th of the money budgeted over the next 10 years to build a wall, which can substantially help to save our nation. During Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends Sunday today, or yesterday, Fox Business Network anchor Maria Bartiromo called it mind-boggling that there is a $47 trillion budget, but no money readily available to be spent on building the United States-Mexico border wall. She says, it's perfectly natural to think that, okay, if it hasn't been used, this money is sitting there. Maybe we can claw back $15 billion. And again, the president is saying that he is willing to go to bat, even though it's very close to the midterm elections. By the way, to shut down this government until this funding is done, it's a little mind-boggling that you have a $47 trillion budget over 10 years and you can't find $25 billion for the wall. And of course, that's all a wall would cost. And Donald Trump has said, I can build it for less. Substantially less. Here's an interesting story. Recently, a very good patriotic woman has been nominated to head the CIA, and the opposition to her has been based on the fact that she had some role as a CIA staffer in at the time that waterboarding was done, and that, oh, she must be a terrible person Gina Haspel is a torturer, CIA nominee. And the left tried to shoot her down. Yet another Trump nominee, falsely accused of various things, and then an attempt being made to thwart a patriot, Gina Haspel, a patriot, being put into position as a CIA director after the departure of Mike Pompeo. Well, to go to this Secretary of State. Well, I like this guy, a former Green Beret. Green Beret and former Ultimate Fighting Championship fighter Tim Kennedy. Here's what he did. This is very patriotic. The waterboarding thing, the Democrats getting all self-righteous and uppity, you know, the horror, waterboarding, torturing people. Well, it turns out, you know how many people were waterboarded by the United States? Three people were waterboarded. And one of them was the courier that enabled us to get Osama bin Laden, we are told. That without that waterboarding of that courier to Osama bin Laden, he never would have been found. Or at least would not have been found the way he was found. But three people. But this guy, Tim Kennedy, he goes farther than making the point that there were only three. He allows himself to be waterboarded to make the point this is not extreme torture. He's willing to do it, and he does it. There's a video out there. You can find it, I guess, on YouTube. Tim Kennedy posted a live stream. Oh, he live streamed the thing. Wow, this guy, I like this guy, of himself being waterboarded on Saturday in support of President Trump's nominee to head the CIA, claiming that the controversial interrogation tactic is not torture. Kennedy said in the 41-minute video posted to Facebook that he pulled this stunt to show that CIA nominee Gina Haspel has been unfairly criticized for overseeing a CIA black site where enhanced interrogation techniques were used on terrorist detainees shortly after 9/11. The video shows the former UFC Ultimate Fighting Championship fighter's towel-covered face being doused with water from a hose. After the experience, let me look at it here. Yeah, it's a big hose. After the experience, the Green Beret wrote a caption explaining his waterboarding experience. Quote, "We did this yesterday for almost 45 minutes. The average pour was anywhere from 10 to 60. I'm assuming that means seconds. They wouldn't tell me when they were going to put the towel on. They would just smash it on my face and start pouring. You can't hold your breath while they do it because the water runs down your sinuses," Kennedy wrote. "The water runs through your eyes, down your nose, and pools at the back of your throat. It was a baptism in freedom. It's not torture. Hell, we had elk tacos and wine afterwards. Wake up, people," unquote. Kennedy said, "Waterboarding is uncomfortable, but not torture." And then he said, if I can change one person's mind about what torture is, and what I would do to protect American freedom, I will do this for years," unquote. I love this guy. During her Senate Intelligence Committee confirmation hearings on Wednesday this last week, Gina Haspel pledged not to restart the CIA's controversial interrogations program if selected as CIA director. She says, this is a quote from Gina Haspel, who is a patriot, "Having served in that tumultuous time, I can offer you my personal commitment, clearly and without reservation, that under my leadership, on my watch, the CIA will not restart such a detention and interrogation program," unquote. Trump has backed his decision to nominate Haspel despite concerns from Democrats and some Republicans in the Senate. The president tweeted last week that his, quote, "highly respected nominee has been criticized for being too tough on terrorists," unquote. That was very good. Good story there. Let me go to my call-in board here and just see if any of you are waiting. Here is a caller waiting, I believe. Nancy in California. Are you there, Nancy?
I am here.
Hi. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. So I was calling about the Republican, number of Republicans in positions of at universities, but as I've waited, there have been other things I've added to my comment list here, but I'll try to make it fast. First okay. of all, I was visiting a family member up in Utah, and there was this radio talk show host who was very, very liberal, did not have hold conservative values or Republican ideals, and was going to run for office as a Republican because she said that was the only way to get elected in Utah. So
I like that. I like, of course, now, folks, that reflects, folks, of course, the caller, Nancy, knows, as most of you out there know, Utah is a very conservative state. It's a very Mormon state, and it's a very Republican state. Go ahead, Nancy.
So all I'm saying is that now that this report's gone out, you're going to get people flipping. Even though they're really Democrats, they'll just pretend that they're Republicans, you know, if it even matters to them, because they have so much control. They hardly care what people think anymore, it seems. And then on the waterboarding, are you for waterboarding?
No, I'm not for waterboarding. But what I am for is, you know, not derailing a patriot like Gina Haspel, who's a great CIA employee, a great long career and very patriotic woman, over something that, first of all, she did not direct. Secondly, it was only done to three people. And then I like this guy, Tim Kennedy, who shows, you know, it is not an American thing to brutally torture somebody. That's something from some other culture and some other, you know, pseudo civilization. We don't do that. But this Tim Kennedy,
I heard what you said.
Yes.
He let himself be waterboarded, and then he went out and had a nice meal. But it's the psychological impact. He knows he's a free man. He knows that he can control when it is going to happen and when it's not going to happen. I mean, it's so different. It's laughable.
Well, it's not laughable in this sense.
He would use that.
All the terrorists, well, I'm not an expert on terrorism or interrogation, so I'm really talking through my hat, Nancy. But all the terrorists, you know, you can imagine what they do in their caves. They're in Afghanistan with Osama bin Laden. Of course, they talk about, I'm sure they talked about waterboarding. And they know, they must know, they're very interested in it. No one's died from waterboarding. They haven't lost any of their people from waterboarding. So they know going in, when you say it's terrible because you don't know how it's going to go, you know you're not going to die. You know that. The people who've done it said you feel like you're dying, but you aren't going to die, and you know that going into it. But the important thing for me, Tim Kennedy's not the only one. There was a news reporter who also allowed himself to be filmed as he was waterboarded, and he said it was awful, but he came through it fine. So here's my point. This is not. Your question was, am I in favor of waterboarding? The answer is not particularly. I agree with Donald Trump, who said on the campaign trail in the primaries, he said, you have to have interrogation techniques. If you're in a war and you have a prisoner who knows who can save the lives of thousands, let's say millions. Suppose, Nancy, this were the scenario.
Brother, you know what? You're not going to get accurate information. If I was being tortured, I'd tell them what I thought they wanted to hear just to make the pain stop. It's ridiculous.
Well, but Nancy,
you're not going to get accurate information. And you know what? When they used to, that little saying about you catch more flies with honey than, anyway, it's ridiculous. That's not what this country stood for.
Well, remember, we're talking about three cases here, okay? And stay with me, because this is very interesting, and your question is very good, and you defend your view very well. We'll be right back after this break, folks.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday.
Hey, folks, we're back.
When a man still
and
worked, still would.
Talking with a great listener out in California, Nancy, and she's making a good case against torture in interrogation. And Nancy, of course, torture, we as Americans and as Europeans, we are the nice people in history. We are the people who go out of our way to be nice to everybody, to feed everybody, to clothe and house everybody, to take care of everybody. It's bred into us. It's part of our nature. So torture is not something we like. I have a question first.
Paul Craig Roberts and yes. The Pakistani president talked about how Osama bin Laden had renal failure and he died. He was not behind 9/11.
Okay, that's another topic.
The most leaders with nonsense that was behind 9/11.
I agree with you. I don't think a guy in a turban in a cave in Afghanistan did that job. I agree with you. But that's another subject for another show. But now let's talk about interrogation and Gina Haspel, whose nomination I heartily support for the directorship of the CIA. And here's the point. Imagine, I used to be a Californian. I don't want to make anything personal to you. I just want to make you sort of feel personal to you. I'm not talking anything. I don't know about your situation or family or anything. But let's imagine that you are one of these very brave people in the CIA who risk their lives to save your life repeatedly. They do this. These are not the high up.
My goodness, people. I hate CIA. I think that they make it worse for us. They make people hate us. They go and
how about
the
U.S.
government?
Okay, Nancy, name me.
Name the president in the back and
wait. Okay, Nancy, name me a defensive agency of the American government that you respect, where people risk their lives to save yours. Do you respect the U.S. Marine Corps?
So I would say the local sheriff.
Those
are honest.
So the local sheriff. The local sheriff, elected by you, supported by you, has apprehended someone. This is not fantasy. There is such a thing as suitcase nukes. They exist. A nuclear weapon that can be put in the size of a suitcase. So your local sheriff apprehends. Now listen to my example, the whole thing, or it doesn't make sense. He apprehends someone who has just placed his suitcase nuke. They know that he smuggled it into the U.S. He is a terrorist. He is part of an organization that likes to kill people like you and fellow Americans. And he has just smuggled his suitcase nuke, and he's placed it somewhere in San Francisco. I used to live in San Francisco, so I use that. He's placed it somewhere in San Francisco. That's all the sheriff knows. But he also knows that its timer is set to go off in 60 minutes. He also knows, the sheriff there knows, that he has little children. His own little children live in San Francisco, and that there's no possibility in 60 minutes of evacuating the city. Thousands of people would die in the panic if they were to inform them that a nuke was about to go off in their city. He has 60 minutes. He knows that this person he's apprehended knows where the suitcase nuke is. That person knows. They're sure of it. Okay? This is the premise of my question. Now, he's got 60 minutes to get that, to find out, to get that guy to tell him where is that nuke. My question is this. Would there be any form of torture that would not be justified?
I don't think it would be effective. You take somebody hardcore like that.
No, you didn't answer my question. So you'd sit there with, and he also knows that the size of this suitcase nuke would kill a minimum of 100,000 people. So based on your belief that it wouldn't be effective, you would not attempt torture on this person to find out where that bomb is, and thereby an hour later, as it goes off, you and 100,000 other people die.
Isn't there a truth serum? I've heard that there's a truth serum that you can administer, and then they have to tell the truth. Why don't they just administer a truth serum?
Okay, answer to that question, no, there is not. So the point is this, Nancy, okay, let's let it go at this, because the audience has gotten the point, and I've tried to, you know, make my case, and you've made your case. And I'm saying to you that this case...
No, I haven't made my case. No, I haven't, because this is preliminary. We haven't really gotten into this conversation, but...
Okay, but Nancy, you would try other things.
I wanted to go back to... Really fast.
Nancy, you have said that in this case, you would not use torture to get that information from that person.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay, well, would you? Use torture?
I said, is there not a truth serum that could be used?
Would you use torture?
I would have to think about that. I don't know, but I'll tell you
what.
Okay,
well, the clock's ticking. You have only 60 minutes and 100,000 people's lives are at stake.
What happened in Hawaii. They got some notification about nuclear. Did a lot of people die? No. A lot of people didn't die, so I would definitely put the word out. You guys need to evacuate.
Nancy,
they can handle that.
I know you've got more to say, Nancy. Hey, I love you. You've got more to say, and you're a good defender of your point of view.
I wanted to talk about one other thing fast, and that's George Washington and what he said about the bane of the two-party system, which is basically a house divided, which you cannot stand.
Nancy, we got music that cancels both you and me. We'll be right back with another caller after this break, folks. Thanks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today.
We're back, folks. And we've got about half an hour of program time left here. I want to bring you some more good news. And, you know, listeners to the show, a lot of you have called me and thanked me for something, and I really appreciate your calls. And what you thanked me for is this, that you said that this show is uplifting, that this show is encouraging, and that, well, thank you for saying that. That is a part of my personality, and that's the purpose of this show. That's one of the purposes of this show. I was so encouraged by the arrival of Donald Trump. I think it's been such a great boost in my life, in the life of my children, even more importantly, that led me to create the show. I think this is the greatest, most hopeful thing that's arrived in our lives. And I don't fault folks who, let's put it this way. Things have been so bad for so long, and we've been losing for so long, that I understand completely people who've gotten so discouraged that they sound really discouraged, or that they're, you know, they feel there's no hope, or other folks, I understand this too, have thought that maybe drastic solutions were the only thing left, and that there wasn't any regular or normal way out of the mess. But so I understand all of that. But I really am encouraged by a man who can, as a Republican right-winger, can have the entire nation of Israel on its feet cheering. And I mean, you know, who would have thunk? So, and at the same time, at the very same moment, be about to perhaps end a terrible nuclear threat out of North Korea. Speaking about suitcase nukes, that's one group that could produce such a threat to us. And when I use the example with Nancy of 100,000 dead as a result of a nuclear device, that's a very low number. There's some nuclear devices that could take, cost millions of people their lives, and so on. You can expand up above that even. So the I thank you very much for saying the show is encouraging. Here's another bit of encouragement. Dick Morris, of course, you'll remember Dick Morris was the right-hand man to none other than Bill Clinton. So he really, he's been in the belly of the beast. And he, when he got sick of Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, he finally went to the other side, to our side. And he's been a great reporter with terrific insight because he was on the inside of the other side. He said yesterday in a radio interview, Dick Morris shot down the idea yesterday that there will be a blue wave, blue referring to the blue states or the Democrat states. Remember the blue wall that was supposed to stop Donald Trump in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan and so on, which crumbled. And then we're the red states, us people on the right, we're the red states. Of course, the numbers, it doesn't make sense, that color choice, but that's the one we got. So you go with it. We're the red states. He said there will not be a blue wave in the 2018 midterm elections, which are only, a few months away. Instead, Dick Morris says there will be a red wave. Ooh, I like that. Morris told radio host John Katsimatidis he believes Democrats are overplaying their hand by going after President Trump for the Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels scandals, adding it will show in the 2018 elections. He says, I think Democrats see fool's gold in these scandals, Cohen and Stormy. They're putting everything behind the Stormy Daniels scandal and Michael Cohen. And then I like this that Dick Morris says next. And the country doesn't give a damn. you nailed it, Dick Morris. You got that right. He said, there is no blue wave coming. There is a red wave. So I respect that because Dick Morris has been right on so many things and he knows what he's talking about. So that's a nice one. And the there's a great column here. I want to share a little of this. There's a great column. From one of the best writers on Breitbart. His name is coming up here. It's John Nolte. He wrote a column, George Will is an Equine's Posterior. That's the title. He's an Equine's Posterior. And, of course, he means a horse's ass. But he doesn't use the term horse's ass because he's mocking George Will's fake sophistication. George Will likes to use four-syllable words, words people don't use very often. He's trying to impress people that he's more intelligent than they are. But he's not. He's an equine's posterior. He is a horse's ass. And one of the ways, John Nolte, who is a great writer, he's not a would-be great writer like George Will, a wannabe. He says this about about George Will. He says, never before, that is before George Will, has a man so desperately needed others to acknowledge that he has read a book. And then I'll go all the way to the bottom for his conclusion about George Will. He says, all I know, and what George Will has been doing, just to give you fill in background on this, George Will is part of what used to be the conservative media presence. So if you turned on your TV, George Will would be introduced as a Republican conservative who was going to tell you what conservative thought was allowed to be. But George Will all along has been he's a left-wing fraud. He's a rhino, a Republican in name only. And during the Trump ascendance, during the rise of Trump, during the primaries, George Will became such an ardent never-Trumper that he quit the Republican Party when Trump was nominated. He quit the Republican Party, and he has now pledged himself at the age of 77 in bitter opposition to Donald Trump. And so he's been writing column after column, calling Donald Trump names and so on, et cetera. He's just flailing. And here's what John Nolte says. All I know is that at long last, the 77-year-old George F. Will is no longer a Sunday show regular, which had become the pundit equivalent of watching Fat Elvis in a sequin jumpsuit doing karate moves. Ah, does he dismiss, without using four-syllable words, but using punchy Anglo-Saxon words, he knocks George Will to the mat with that Elvis analogy there. Find another good story here. Let's see here. Ted Cruz, by the way, one of the nice things about that Jerusalem inauguration of the embassy, opening of the embassy today, Ted Cruz was there in the audience and got a nice mention. Also in the audience, I believe I saw Jeanine Pirro. I'm sure it was Jeanine Pirro. Very nice to see her prominently at the front of the audience. And we'll hear a lot more from her. My admiration for her has grown immensely. Let me see here. If you want to get a call in, this is a good time to try to get a call in. You'll get in if you call. Here's a story from Sebastian Gorka. Certainly admire him. He says, I know there are still people in the White House who don't respect the president. And this is an interview he did on Fox today. Gorka, who is now a Fox News contributor. Isn't that great? Offered his thoughts on the leaks out of the Trump White House, which he said disturbed him. You notice the latest leak was one where somebody, Stormy Daniels' attorney, a real sleazeball named, is his name Avenatti? Avenatti? He's a sleaze. He's a porno attorney. He has Michael Cohen's bank records. Now, how does somebody get your bank records, folks, without doing that illegally? So that's a question people are asking. How did this Avenatti guy get those records, that kind of a leak? Gorka suggested these leaks are coming from people in the White House who don't respect President Donald Trump. And, of course, there are a lot of those people. That's the deep state that Donald Trump inherited. The leaks disturb me, he said. General Kelly had a grip on the White House when he came in. Now there seems to be a resurgence, I guess, of leaks. I know there are still people in the White House who don't respect the president. And I never understood why you would want to work for somebody who you don't respect. They will be dealt with. I trust the General Kelly. But at the end of the day, it's really stunning. Just the economy. We now have 5 million Americans who have been given cash bonuses because of the president's tax reform bill. Not 5,000, not half a million, 5 million Americans. And that's going to be great for November. So, and of course, to answer, of course, Sebastian Gorka does know the answer. He says, I don't know why somebody would want to work for the president that they don't respect. Well, of course, he knows the answer. It's sort of a rhetorical question. The answer is these committed left-wingers, they are dastardly people, and they will do anything. And they view it as being Tucker Carlson covered this very well in a recent show. He said something that we have said on this show ourselves. I said that the middle initial for all liberals should be H for hypocrite. That the nature of liberalism liberalism, thy name is hypocrisy. Everything about liberalism is hypocrisy. But one of the things, Tucker Carlson brilliantly said that, and he said that, he uses an example, this guy, Schneiderman, who's been exposed, this Attorney General of New York, who's been exposed as a complete what? Hypocrite. He's groping, fondling, abusing, kidnapping women. He's a sex fiend. He's a pervert. He's been doing it for years. And, of course, the liberal media, which knows about this, is not reporting it. But finally, some women came forward. It got reported in The New Yorker, so prominent enough to, you know, get publicity. And Tucker Carlson made the point about Schneiderman. What's he doing right now? He said he's ruined. His career's over. He's finished. But wherever he is, he said he's probably unshaven, you know, drinking, sitting there moping. But wherever Schneiderman is right now, he said, one thing we know about him as a liberal. He knows he's right. And he knows he's better than you. And so whatever he does, this is a characteristic of the left. They have a rationale for everything they do. And that's why people like Al Gore, he flies around in his own private jet, gulping private jet, to lecture you on why you shouldn't even drive your little economy car. You should use a bicycle. There was another recent study that pointed out, somebody did a study of a lot of people to find out who are the best people at doing conservation and green activities and recycling and things like this, concern about the environment. And so it was to compare liberals with right-wingers. And guess what the study revealed? Right-wingers recycle more than left-wingers. Right-wingers buy green products more than left-wingers. Right-wingers are more environmentally conscious than left-wingers. And that parallels another study which found that right-wingers donate more than the so-called bleeding heart, loving, giving left-wingers who are actually stingy and don't donate and don't give to charity. So it's, what's it all about? It's the fundamental nature of liberalism is hypocrisy itself. They're liars. That's what they are. They're born liars. And the fundamental trait of you good folks out there is you tell the truth. You are good people. You're truthful people. Well, so that was Gorka wondering why would they want to work in the White House? Because they wish us ill. They live to destroy, and so they'll stay in the White House to help destroy Donald Trump. And, of course, that's what the media is all about, the fundamental characteristic of the media. Of course, everything is, well, like this Harvey Weinstein guy, you know, or Schneiderman. He exemplifies this hypocrisy. He was the poster boy for the Me Too movement. He was the champion. The Me Too ladies called Schneiderman their champion of feminism. Weinstein, the same thing, a self-righteous prig who... in fact, is a groping, you know, animal. He's a beast with women, and on down the list. Wiener, what's his name? Anthony Wiener, the congressman who was disgraced, who was married to the horrible person who was Hillary Clinton's chief of staff. And then there's Hillary, hypocrisy. Hillary attacking people like Paula Jones, who were raped and groped by her husband, who she defended as the great feminist. So, you know, this is a wonderful time. This is an encouraging thing, folks. All these things that you and I have known for years, and we've, you know, we've wondered, when will there ever be acknowledgement? When will any of this truth ever be spoken? Well, that time has arrived. And Donald Trump, this is what happened at that Israeli ceremony today in Jerusalem, is that that's what the Israelis were saying. Is, you know, good news for them in this case, something they've yearned for exactly 70 years. It was on this same day in 1948 that Harry Truman took 11 minutes to recognize the newly proclaimed state of Israel. I think it was David Ben-Gurion that proclaimed it. Harry Truman took 11 minutes to recognize Israel. I think it was David Friedman, joked from the podium that Truman later said he was only sorry later that he took so long. But other presidents have snubbed Israel and have not been willing to move the embassy to Jerusalem, even though Congress enacted a law proclaiming it, until Donald Trump. And so Donald Trump's brought a lot of great things to a lot of patriots and made things happen that we only dreamed would happen. We've got one more break and then one more segment. We could get in one more call if somebody calls right now. We'll be back in a moment.
Life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Politically incorrect.
We're back, folks. We're in our last segment. And one of the things that was notable about the opening of the U.S. Embassy in Israel in Jerusalem today was two prayers offered by leading Christian pastors, Robert Jeffers, and he spells his name J-E-F-F-R-E-S-S, and John Hagee. But Rob, and these are very prominent men, and they, I assure you, I was just looking here at a list of the top 50 evangelical pastors in America. I assure you, they were all with their congregations celebrating today. And Donald Trump, he's like Ty Cobb or Babe Ruth or Lou Gehrig at the plate, the fastball coming right down the pipe, lifting it out over the center field fence with his opening of the embassy in Jerusalem. That's exactly what Donald Trump did. And it was commented from the podium by Israeli and American speakers. This was obvious. Donald Trump did something that was obvious. The Israeli Knesset meets in Jerusalem, not in Tel Aviv. The Israeli Supreme Court meets in Jerusalem, not in Tel Aviv. The President and Prime Minister of Israel live in Jerusalem, not in Tel Aviv. Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Donald Trump did an obvious thing like, well, we need a wall. We're being overrun with Mexican rapists. How about a wall? That's kind of obvious. And moving the embassy to Jerusalem is kind of obvious. Why did these previous presidents not have the guts to do it? But Robert Jeffers, he's typical of these evangelical pastors. His church, First Baptist Church in Dallas, has 13,000 members. Now get this. He hosts a television and radio show, Pathway to Victory. Are you ready for this? It airs on 1,200 television stations and 900 radio stations in 195 countries. He has been an outspoken defender of President Trump and delivered the sermon at the then President-elect's private worship service at St. John's Episcopal Church on Inauguration Day. And then another person who, and then this list, by the way, this list of evangelical pastors is like a list, a who's who of Donald Trump supporters. People like Michelle Bachmann. Let me just go down the list here. Let me go higher in the list. Ralph Reed, Paula White, personal pastor to Donald Trump, often called President Trump's spiritual advisor. The multicultural, we're going to run out of time. I didn't get to some of these. Mike Huckabee's on the list. Franklin Graham. Pat Robertson. Hey, we'll see you all again tomorrow night with some more optimistic news, because Donald Trump will deliver that to us.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.